federal technology managers are going to Silicon Valley to look for experts who can help agencies catch up in the digital realm. Anyone who's looked at a federal website recently knows the need is there, but government work is no easy sell. Joe Castle recently found that out. He's putting together the new digital services team at the General Services Administration. He tells Federal News Radio's Emily Kopp he needs to hire just 7 people.
So we're looking for all different skill sets, from, you know, a new age project manager, if you will, to a UX designer, senior developers, front end and back end. So meaning that looking at, you know, applications and websites and kind of that HTML, CSS, JavaScript kind of traditional stack of just, usability and visibility for websites. But then we're also looking at how do we open up the back end? How do we open up the data and do things like APIs and, you know, basically different connectors, machine to machine, application to machine, kind of in a more commercial model. Data scientists, everyone wants data scientists, right? How do we get to predictive analytics? How do we even just get to getting, you know, our hands around all the data we have and using that in some good way? And then ultimately the cloud engineers, you know, bring in some cloud engineers and say, how can we just kind of set this place up, you know, set the infrastructure up?
These aren't the type of people that the federal government has now in droves. And that's the whole point of the digital services teams across the government, right? To bring in people that you don't necessarily have already. So you recently went to Silicon Valley. Tell me a little bit about the types of people that you tried to get to come to GSA.
Right. The weather was awesome. San Francisco is always a great city, obviously. Yeah, whole different environment, whole different culture. And coming back, I was thinking, how do I explain this to people inside the Beltway? You know, it's almost like a lived experience. You have to go out and see it. And just a whole different way. The collaboration's different. The environment's different. Obviously, the palm trees don't hurt. But finding the people and then trying to recruit them is the other thing. And I think it's really grassroots. I don't think it's going to be a traditional where you can post a job through regular, you know, government means and then hope that someone shows up, right? These are very special skills and very modern skills that we have not basically acquired in government that I'm aware of, at least not in full scale. There's kind of the onesie twosie approach where we get some good updated skills. I don't want to make it sound like it's like this negative, you know, and it's not at all. It's just we have to stay current. But yeah, the idea is, looking at different websites, different commercial websites, different social media outlets, and going there personally and being on the ground and having coffee and having dinner with people and saying, like, I really want you on this team. This team is important to us as an agency and to us as a government. And, it all started at the White House with USDS. Now it's going to the agencies, and the agencies are saying, hey, just come help us 6 months, 9 months, serve your country, you know, and then go back, you know, take a sabbatical, you know, if you have to or something, if you can. So you don't have to give up your job. Just come and help us because we could really use you on a couple projects. Ultimately, at GSA, I want to build a team that stays, you know, and I want a long-term team so we can continuously do new projects.
How do you sell people on coming to the Beltway when they are in this environment in Silicon Valley?
So I think we kind of have an advantage. Our mission is one thing, and we've added technology to that mission as well. But our culture is a little bit different. You know, we've consolidated some offices in the D.C. area. We've gone to hoteling. It's really the workplace of the future, in my opinion. And we say that around GSA. It's something we believe in. I get comments that when we hire some people, they come in and they're like, wow, this looks really like an industry environment. I won't name names, but some pretty big like startup companies. And they're like, wow, this is pretty cool. Bring your own device and, you know, Wi-Fi everywhere. And there's some, you know, a couple couches here and there. And not that it sounds silly, but it actually does make for a different environment. We're all in cubes. My CIO sits across from me. I mean, it's not this weird, like, oh, he's in the corner office with the door closed and I can never talk to him. It's we're communicating, right? And so it's really that, you know, environment, that cell.
So you're trying to tell people in Silicon Valley that if they want to work for the government, GSA is the closest that they're going to get to what they're used to.
Right. And I believe that. So I've had some conversations, with other CTOs and deputy CIOs and directors that are putting on these digital service teams in the agencies. And I'll say, what are you going to, you know, what's the tool to attract talent, right? And especially if we go out to the actual tech hubs and say, GSA says, you can stay there, right? We support telework 100%, right? You can stay in your current location. In my personal opinion, I think that's a great thing because I want you tapped into that current environment, that current culture, and I want you to bring some of that to DC. I don't want you to come to DC and then change. I want you to bring that culture so that all of us can benefit. And then it's also us kind of going out as well and seeing what's happened. So when I talk to my industry friends and my government friends who are doing these things, because there's some people in industry setting up digital teams as well, to either help government or just to help their own, you know, companies, they say in some cases the industry folks even say, we can't compete with GSA. Like, you guys are getting our talent. Like, you're stealing them away from us, because not only, you know, they get to do service, they get to do a government job. Potentially they could stay long term if they wanted and do some really cool things long term. And, you know, ultimately you're just, you know, you're the best thing going. So, the other agencies, in my opinion, after talking, they have to kind of rethink, you know, in some sense, how they're going to get this talent and kind of just change for the future in general. It's not just digital service, but everything. Yeah.
So you at GSA, your competition isn't with others within the Beltway. It's still with Silicon Valley. So when you went out and you met with potential job candidates, those people that you had seen, you've seen their work, you've handpicked them, you want to take them away from their current positions. What was their reaction to you? What sort of questions did they have for you?
So the funny one was stock options. So, you know, what stock options do you offer? And I was like, yeah, I can't do that one. You know, like, what do we do to answer that? So, you know, I can match salary history. You know, I can offer, you know, some government benefits, you know, that.
But wait, you know, you can really match salary history?
Well, up to a certain point. You know, it's basically that the GS scale. The way the Smarter IT Delivery classification works is that it's, you know, term appointments from GS11 to GS15. And so, you know, we would max out somewhere, of course. And I can't give them, like, more money, you know, to come to government. There's not that benefit. And we don't do that anyway across government. So it's the same thing. So really the sell is, you know, come join this fun, exciting team in this fun, exciting environment and serve. You know, this is your service.
Has it worked? Have you gotten anybody to say, all right, at least I'm going to give it a try?
So I have two people in the queue. I obviously have their resumes, but I've had contact. We've had dinner. It's like part of the queue is waiting for more positions, more classifications from OPM so that then we can go and do these term appointments. So I'm hoping that they, you know, stay interested long enough. And if not, you know, then that's the nature, and I'll have to find some other folks as well.
And provided that you do find the seven people you're looking for in your team, what will the digital services team do?
So the idea is that we'll integrate these individuals on other teams. And there's basically two flavors of this from what I've heard and seen from others doing this across government. The idea is that in some cases they build things themselves, right? The classic 18F model, going out to other agencies, building, you know, different websites and mobile applications. In other cases, we'll get the skills and we'll integrate in the sense that, hey, we're trying to put together a cloud development team for GSA. We want to start doing, DevOps types environment, you know, development type environment. We want to, move like infrastructure to the cloud, which we don't have much of anymore. But, you know, really get to like, we need a better understanding of cloud. Let's put a small cloud team together and let's be the leaders in, you know, cloud for agencies and promote a new model.